Blog Talk Radio.
Michigan. Father, I pray that you will not come
on the Sabbath day or in the winter months when it's your time of visitation. And most times your visitation is for punishment. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Thank you, Father, also for giving us sheep, sane, sound mind, and excellent health. Thank you for protecting us, our seed. We are your seeds from the devil that willfully go into a church and murder people as well as burn churches down. Judgment is yours, Father. In Yahweh's name, or Yeshua's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. Read it for yourself. You'll find it in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. You'll also find it in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. Those are the Ten Commandments. Sabbath is observed starting at Friday evening, ending Saturday evening. I read to your sheep. I had to burp. I apologize for that. I'm not perfect. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. My longtime sheep, know that I ask you to have your three P's. Those are your pen, pencil, and paper. You might want to jot something down that I will say to you. I want you to follow me to Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah. I am in chapter 48. I think it's going to be interesting, but an interesting read. And if I do not finish it, you finish it. It's important that you do. I'm going to make the same announcement that I made last Sabbath. Was on the internet, Google New Data, D-A-T-A, suggests biblical jubilee begins end times, September 15th through 17th. So just type that into the little Google box and the message should come up. It's from an oppressor or a Caucasian man who calls himself a preacher. But I wonder, since I've been reading this Bible, the Bible is written by black folk, by black men. And I wonder, for those people who are not called, what will be their punishment? Although I should not, because I should be worried about my own punishment if our Heavenly Father decides to punish me. I know that I've had a lot of punishment down here on this earth, and I'm thankful for every bit of disappointment and punishment. It has made me who I am to this day. Now, turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 48. We're going to read on the judgment of Moab. And Moab is located by the Dead Sea. That's in the middle, what man has called Middle East. I don't know the name that it was called before some person decided to call it the Middle East. and Moab are the children of Lot. And Lot was Abraham's nephew. You know, when Abraham was told to leave that land, he took his nephew, and that was the worst thing, in my view, because his nephew had, if you read Psalms 83, verses 4 through 9, you'll see that his nephew, in my view, caused 9 or 10 nations to come against us, to make us forget who we were. But I think in the last days, our Heavenly Father is telling us what to do. And I am so glad that I have the courage, because I don't have the courage to do what I do. I didn't have it. But somehow I started doing it, as well as he gave me the platform to do it with. And the last thing that I'll say about Moab, Lot's sons, his sons, like the Ammonites and the Edomites, those are white people. And they were children of an incest affair. They are the sons of his two daughters that he fathered children with. You can look that up if you read the Bible as long as I have. Or you can go Google it, and it will tell you one of the dictionaries on the Bible. Dictionaries will tell you about the sons of Lot. Let's read Jeremiah chapter 48, starting at verse 1. Against Moab, thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, woe unto the inhabitants of Nebo, for it is spoiled. Another word for spoiled is damage, destroy. Carol Anthony's is confounded, and confounded means angry and taken. Misgap is confounded and destroyed or dismayed, and dismayed means horrified and shocked. Verse 2, there shall be no more praise of Moab and Heshbon. They have devised evil against it. Come, let us cut it off from being a nation. Same thing happened to us, and Moab was one of the leaders of it. Now other countries are saying that. And to me, that means what goes around comes around. Let me start at verse 2 again. There shall be no more praise of Moab and Heshbon. They have devised evil against it. Come, let us cut it off from being a nation. Also, thou shalt be cut down, O madmen. The sword shall pursue you. And this is what is happening today. The sword is pursuing Moab. Verse 3, a voice crying shall be heard from Herodium, spoiled and great destruction. Spoiling, remember, spoiling means destruction, destroying and great destruction. Moab is destroyed. Her little ones have caused a cry to be heard, and for in the going up of Lucy, continual weeping shall go up. For in the going down of Herodium, the enemies have heard a cry of destruction. Flee, save your lives, and be like the heath. Heath means a destitute man in the wilderness. Verse 7. But because thou hast trusted in thy works and in thy treasures, thou shalt also be taken, and Chemosh shall go forth into captivity with his priests and princes together, and the spoiler, destroyer shall come upon every city, and no city shall escape. The valley also shall perish, and the plain shall be destroyed, as Yah the Lord has spoken. Give wings unto Moab, that it may flee and get away, for the cities thereof shall be destroyed without any to dwell therein. Cursed be he that doeth the work of Yah the Lord deceitfully. And deceitfully means not truthfully. They're lying. And cursed be he that keepeth back his sword from blood. Verse 11. Moab has been at ease from his youth, and he has settled on Lees. And Lees are the sediments that you'll find at the end of your bottle of drink, your wine bottles, and has not been emptied from vessel to vessel, neither has he gone into captivity. Therefore, his taste remained in him, and his scent is not changed. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yah the Lord, that I will send unto him wanderers, and wanderers are travelers, that shall cause him to travel, to wander. So he's going to travel also, and shall empty his vessels and break their bottles. Verse 13, and Moab shall be ashamed of Chemosh, as the house of Israel was ashamed of Bethel, their trusted, their confidence. And confidence means the ones that they trusted in. And Chemosh, that's a deity, as well as Bethel, that is where they went to pray unto their deity. And their deity is a god made up like a calf, you know. So Moab will be ashamed, just as we have been ashamed in America. They're going to become like us. Verse 14, how say ye, we are mighty and strong men of war? Moab is spoiled. Again, spoiled means destroyed, and gone up out of her cities, and his chosen young men are gone down to the slaughter, saith the king, whose name is Yah the Lord of hosts. The calamity means disaster, of Moab is near to come, and his affliction hastens fast. Hastens means to come quickly. Verse 17, all ye that are about him, bemoan means to mourn him, and all that ye know his name, say, how is the strong staff broken, and the beautiful rod? Thy daughter that doest inhabit Dibon, come down from thy glory and sit in thirst for the spoiler, or let's say destroyer of Moab shall come upon thee, and he shall destroy the strongholds. So what are the strongholds? I'm wondering, is it the army or the stock market? What? Or is it the lie about Jesus Christ being a white person? Where in this Bible, I have not read that. Turn to Revelation chapter 1, verse 14. It gives you the description of Jesus Christ. His hair is wool like mine, as well as in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, I think it might be verse 9. Turn there and read that. Let's pick up reading at verse 19. O inhabitants of Aroa, stand by the way. And Espy means to notice. Ask him that flee. Ask her that escapeth. As say, what is done? Moab is confounded. Confounded means angry and annoyed, for it is broken down. Howl and cry. Tell ye it in Arnon that Moab is spoiled, another word, destroyed. And judgment has come down upon the plain countries, upon Holon, and upon Jahazer, and upon Mesheph, and upon Dibon, and upon Nebo, and Beth-Middlem, and Kiranim, and upon Beth-Gamal, and upon Beth-Minon, and upon Kiroth, and upon Basra, and upon all the cities of the land of Moab, far or near. Verse 25, the horn of Moab is cut off, and the horn is broken, saith Yah the Lord. Make ye him drunken, for he magnified himself against Yah the Lord. Moab also shall wallow in his vomit, and he also shall be in derision. In derision means made fun of. It's going to be a mockery, a ridicule. It's just like the white folks do us black folks over here in America, you know. The same thing that happened to us will happen to them, according to this Bible. Verse 27, for was not Israel a derision unto thee? Oh, just like I tell you, it says here, for was Israel not a derision unto thee? Yes, I am saying that we black folk over here in the United States of America are the true Israelites, as well as all the countries that made to have us as slaves or brought us to their country. I'm still reading verse 27. Was he found among thieves? Oh, he was found among thieves. For since thou speakest of him, thou skippest for joy. It makes you happy to speak of us, look down upon us. When we are the ones you have fooled the whole world. Yeah, you have, Moab, you have fooled the whole world. So what am I saying? You're the devil. Uh-oh, you're the son of perdition. Uh-oh, Edomites, Ammonites, you, let me keep that to myself, although I've said it, you are the son of perdition, which means you are the devil. O ye that dwell in Moab, leave the cities and dwell in the rocks, in the rock, and be like the dove that maketh her nest in the sides of the hole's mouth. We have heard the pride of Moab. He is exceedingly proud. His loftiness is and his arrogance and his pride and his haughtiness of his heart. That means you think you're more than everyone else when you're not. And the way you've mistreated us, and we're finding out the way you mistreated us because of this Bible. That's why you didn't want us to, our foreparents, to read. Our foreparents went into slavery because they were disobedient to this Bible. Let's pick up reading at verse 30. I know his wrath, his anger, said Yah the Lord, but it shall not be so. His lies shall not be effect. Let's start reading verse 30 again. I know his wrath, says Yah the Lord, but it shall not be so. His lies shall not so affect it. Verse 31. Therefore, I will howl for Moab, and I will cry out for all Moab. My heart shall mourn for the men of Kirzah. O vine of Sibmah, I have wept for thee with weeping of Jezer. Thy plants are gone over the sea. They reach even to the sea of Jezer. The spoil is fallen upon the summer fruits and upon the vintage. Vintage means wine. Verse 33, and joy and gladness is taken from the plentiful field and from the land of Moab, and I will cause wine to fall from the wine presses, and I have caused wine to fall from the wine presses. None shall tread with shouting. Their shouting shall be no shouting. Verse 34, for the cry of Heshbon, even to Eleazar, and even unto Jazer, have they uttered their voice from Zor, even unto Horonium, as an heifer. A heifer is a young cow of 3 years old, for the waters of a heifer. Wait a minute. As an heifer of 3 years old, for the waters also of Nimrim shall be desolate. Verse 35. Also I will cause to cease in Moab, says Yah the Lord, him that offer in the high places, and him that burneth incense to his gods. Therefore my heart shall sound for Moab like pipes, and mine heart shall sound like pipes for the men of Kirhiz, because the riches that he has gotten are perished, for every head shall be bald, and every beard clipped. I'm thinking they're shaving their heads. Upon all the heads shall be cuttings, and upon the joints sackcloth. Therefore shall be lamentation. Lamentation means crying or weeping upon the housetops of Moab and in the streets thereof, for I have broken Moab like a vessel wherein is no pleasure, saith Yah the Lord. We're going to stop here at verse 39 and finish next Sabbath. I'm trying to mark where I'm leaving off. Sheep, let us have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for keeping us from the evil one, for your protection daily. And we also praise and thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you, no matter how fearful we are of men. I say this prayer in Jesus' name, or Yahshua's name. Amen. Remember, sheep, to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be with you next Sabbath. I believe it's His will. It is His will. Remember, God loves you. So do I. But God loves you more.
Salvation.